I'm Anna Lee here for WMOT Roots Radio, and I'm at Blackbird Studios in Nashville, and I am with Nathaniel Ratliff. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for the same.
Yeah. Well, and thank you so much for sharing such a deeply personal collection of songs with us. I'm so happy to be able to talk to you about it. So.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. It's my pleasure.
The album is out, and it's called And It's Still All Right. So I want to talk about that a little bit. And this is a solo record, and we're going to talk about what that means as well.
Right.
I think fans would probably want to know why this is not a Night Sweats record. So if you want to just talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, for years I always toured as like sort of a singer-songwriter, and the Night Sweats was sort of a step, you know, out of my comfort zone, really, and to try something different. But I always, you know, tend to gravitate back towards that style of writing. And so, you know, in the process of making the Night Sweats records, I usually end up just writing a lot and just kind of see what comes out of me. And I just kept writing this stuff that I knew wasn't going to work for the Night Sweats. And also a way to just kind of challenge myself creatively and how I write, you know, and continue to try to grow. And part of that growth is, you know, it being different sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
So this record, you know, I had some extra songs, and I started to share them with Richard Swift when he was still alive. And so we started to make plans to, you know, make a record together. And I loved his production on the four Damian Gerardo records he did. That's some of my favorite things. I guess there's actually five because there's other people's songs as well. Their whole way of doing that was Damian would come in, he'd sit in the room, play guitar, one mic, acoustic, and sing and play. You know, I think they did Maricopa in like 5 hours or something. You
know? Wow. All of them? Or
no, like, I mean, all of
that's
the
a lot
songs,
of songs. Yeah, wow.
That Damian just sat and played his parts, and then Richard, you know, started to add his magic. And so I was like, man, I want to do it like, you know, let's, you know, he was like, we were both like, let's do it the way he does Damian's stuff. And so that was the plan. But like I said, Richard passed away, unfortunately. And as far as the content of the songs, you know, after Richard passed, he and I were kind of going through a lot of the same things in our personal life. And you know, we had this kinship that we already had as people. And then so to be kind of going through the same things personally, you know, we talked about it a lot and was trying to be there for him as much as possible. And then I just, you know, I got too busy to be there all the time.
Well, yeah, you know, can only do so much.
Exactly.
Yeah, a tremendous loss for all of us music fans, and I know for you personally.
Yeah, you know, and for family, and, you know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that Richard was close to, and he made everyone feel like he was their best friend or their, you know, family member.
Mm, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of these songs kind of came out of the process of me trying to deal with what I was going through and also the loss of Richard. Yeah, we ended up... myself, James Barone, and Patrick Meese. James plays in Beach House currently, but has played with a lot of people and worked with Swift. And Patrick and I worked with Swift a lot and learned a lot from him. And Patrick also plays drums in the Night Sweats mm-hmm. and has played drums with me for like 12 years, actually.
Oh,
so
that's cool. Yeah, yeah. Kinship there, too, yeah.
So we went back to National Freedom, Richard's studio. The family has kept it open and running. And started the record there. And, you know, it's like, I know the sound of that room. And,
yeah.
You know, we know Richard's signal chain and just how he did things, you know. And we really, since Richard wasn't here to make this record, we really wanted to do our best to try to recreate it the way he would. You know?
I think you did, because when I was listening to it, it really felt like he had a hand in it, and I guess he did. You were in
yeah.
his studio for part of the time, so
yeah.
You know, I could really hear that in the production on these songs. And
thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you for putting this out. I mean, like I said, it's obviously deeply personal, as we've been talking about, but the songs really spoke to me as well. Not just because I was a fan of Richard's, but that's the thing about songs is it can mean so many different things to different people.
Right.
And you touch us in different ways with that. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks. I mean, I kind of, you know, even though the songs are, you know, for me, written about, you know, things that are happening in my life, I think for a lot of writers, you try to be honest with yourself, but in doing that, you're also connecting with something that's in everyone else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's why I love to listen to great songwriters, you know, and songs that move me that were written for the person who's singing them generally. Like somehow we all connect to that, you know,
yeah.
even if we interpret it differently or don't know the story behind each song. So
absolutely,
I really
that's
try
why
to write from that, you know.
Yeah, and that's why it is so personal for just me as a listener when somebody like Richard passes on and those songs have touched you in a way. You feel like you knew the person, and, you know, it's really special to get to hear your stories about being close to him and having worked with him, and then through the album as well. So
yeah,
I want to play What a Drag, and that's the lead-off track on the record. And if you could talk a little bit about that song and sort of the sequencing and why you decided to put that one first.
Making a track list for a record can be kind of tricky, or, you know, or sometimes it just falls together. But I wasn't sure what to start the record with, but I just kind of always, you know, I think of the record as side A, side B, and also like kind of envision, like have a, you know, I have like a visual, you know, of like the start to a film, like a good start to a Wes Anderson movie or something. And basically I just envision someone walking over, and the scene starts with somebody walking over and dropping the needle on the turntable, and then the movie begins, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is What a Drag, and it's from the new Nathaniel Rateliff album, and it's Still All Right on WMOT. That's What a Drag, and it's new from Nathaniel Rateliff on WMOT, and that is on the brand new album, and it's still all right. I love the album image. It's you kind of looking up, and you're smiling, and then it says, and it's still all
right. Right.
So how did you get to that being sort of the name of the album? Because I know there's, as we've been talking about, a lot of loss in there.
The album artwork actually is just like, I had this kind of idea to do sort of like a One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest sort of vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the title changed multiple times, so... you know, Rush On was one of the titles, but then I thought that people would be drawn to the title track, which is at the end of the second side, and, you know, it's a little dour, and so I didn't want that to be the focus of the whole record, and then at one point in time it was going to be All or Nothing, which is another one of the tracks, but then I thought that was a little too sarcastic, and actually with talking with a friend, I was like, you know, I just thought, and it's still all right would be the title. It just... it kind of sums up the whole theme of the record.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, regardless of, like, what's happened in your life or, you know, or you as a person, you have to continue to look at things in your life that, like, there's still an opportunity to grow and mm-hmm. change regardless of the situation. And so that element of hope, you know, is the thing that I always try to search for, you know, or even write about, you know.
Yeah, it feels hopeful just by looking at that image. So I love how that does kind of tie it all in. And and I love that song as well. So we're going to spin that one, and then we'll come back and talk some more with Nathaniel Rateliff on WMOT, and it's still all right.
It ain't all right, the hardness of my head. Now close your eyes, you spin around, say, had times where you could find that it ain't the way that you want. But it's still all right. Late at night, you lay around wondering, they're counting all the lines. It ain't so funny now. Say, times are hard, you get this far, but it ain't the way that you want. But it's still alright. You see, you learn a lot out there. How to scorch and burn. Gonna have to bury your friends, and then you'll find it gets worse. We're standing out on a ledge with no way to get down. You start praying for wings to grow. Oh, baby, just let go. Cold outside when I hit the ground, say I could sleep here, forget all the fear, baby, it would take time to grow. Oh, maybe I don't know. Now, hey, tonight, if you think about it, remembering all the times you pointed out, say, glass is clear, but all this fear starts leaving a mark. Idle hands, all that stands from your time in the dark. But it's still all right.
The Nathaniel Ratliff on WMOT, and It's Still All Right, title track to the new album on Stax Records. And a hopeful song, yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned when we first started chatting that you had been a singer-songwriter and had been performing like that, and you were here at the Ryman opening for fellow Denver-based artist The Lumineers. That had to be about 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, and I became a fan of yours at that point, and then the Night Sweats happened, which is, like you mentioned, completely different and really great. And so when I first heard that this was going to be a Nathaniel Ratliff solo record, I was envisioning that, and because of Richard's influence and the production and everything, it's more than that, it's bigger than that, and it is a solo record, but you're going to be here at the Ryman again, coming up in March.
With nine other people on stage.
Yes, so. Exactly. So that's where I was going, you know, with this, yeah.
I just stay solo so I get all the credit, you know. So, you know, I'm just kidding.
It's truly a collaborative effort between the two studios that you made it in and the people that you worked with, and tell us a little bit about the band, because I know there's some really lush strings in this record. And
I actually had Tom Hagerman wrote the arrangements. He plays with Devotchka.
Oh, cool.
And he kind of pulled a bunch of different players together in Denver, because we started at Richards and finished at my house outside of Denver. And so I didn't actually know all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mackenzie, I knew. She used to play in the Flowbots. So, yeah, now some, you know. And as far as the rest of the instrumentation on the record, it was a lot of just Patrick and I playing everything, and James as well, you know, and there was a lot of discovery. There was a lot of hours of trying to figure out what to do on a song after we had laid down a really great, like, vocal, like, my parts. That sounded arrogant, but you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
I did such a great take. Like, what are we going to do now? But really, you know, it was like kind of approaching each song that way. It's like, okay, like, this is a nice, like, it feels good, it's emotional, you know, like, how do we make the song better?
But without Richard's influence.
Yeah,
to
and like, how would Richard
you
do this? You yeah. know, like, songs like Mavis, you know, there's like, Richard would put some like crazy drum and bass thing in here. And so that's what we did, you know? And, but then like some of the other players, a longtime friend of Richard's, Eli Thompson, like, came in and played bass on a few songs. And, you know, he just kind of walk in and heard a song, and he's like, man, sounds like Nielsen Does Newman. And I was like,
oh, cool.
That's exactly what I want to hear, you know, like, for the song that he was playing on. And then I, you know, like, Luke Mossman, our guitar player, showed up and did a couple of things. And Daniel Creamer, who plays with a lot of different people, played keys on a couple of songs.
He plays with Texas Gentleman,
yep,
I think, right?
Yeah. I had a lot of other guests, you know, that showed up and did things that didn't make it on the record, which is kind of part of the process, is you just keep trying things out, you know. And I had some other friends in New York, these three ladies sang on one of the songs as well, you know. But I kept trying, you know. I was like, maybe we should call these people and help them, you know, for Mavis, maybe they'll sing on this part. And, you know, you kind of overthink it, you know, like, yeah. I said, when we have like hours of trying to fill up the space or to make an arrangement, sometimes it's just a lot of like, nope, that doesn't work. That doesn't work, you know, and you're like struggling to make it, the take sound good. And then you put all that effort into it and you're like, well, that just makes no sense at all in this song. So yeah.
I imagine though, that's all part of not just the process of making a record, but part of the process of what you were going through at that time in your life, and probably pretty cathartic for you.
Yeah. The whole thing has been very, you know, cathartic. Like, even when we left Richard's studio, we were there for 8 days and you know, it was like, we're working as many hours a day as we can, you know, and I like to start early, and I've never been one of those, like, we'll work all night, you know. I feel like around midnight, everybody starts to slow down your energy. Your ears aren't working the way you want them to anymore. And so I kind of have a cutoff somewhere in there, you know, and then you have to unwind. But yeah, we had so little time in Cottage Grove at Richard's studio, and I remember one of the songs we tried three different versions of, and it's just like awful when you're like usually wanting to try to do a song a day and then like just not get anywhere, you know? And then I didn't know when we'd be able to work on it again. And, you know, the record was being made in between all the touring that we do as Night Sweats.
Right,
so
right.
Basically, you know, and I'm like, can we just have more time off? And then everybody in my band is like, this is the most time off we've had in like 5 years. I was like, for you? I was like, right. Me and Pat have been working nonstop. So, but, you know, after leaving Richard's place, then it started to feel like, you know, then you could look back and be like, oh man, we were just like with Richard that whole time, you know?
Yeah.
And it was hard to notice when we were working as hard as we were, so.
Yeah. It feels like that on the record, so. Great. I love that about it.
Thank you.
Nathaniel Ratliff is my guest on WMOT, and we're talking about the new record, and it's Still All Right. And I'd like to close with the song that you mentioned earlier, and when I heard this one, it really had an effect on me, and I'm not sure if it was because I knew a little bit about the story thanks to you prior to hearing it, but it just really knocked me out in so many ways. And your vocal is really powerful in this too, and I feel like this song was probably something that you were really feeling either when you were doing that vocal or just in the whole process of writing it. And that song's called Rush On. Do you want to lead us into that one?
Yeah, you know, the song I just kind of wrote in one sitting. I'm not really sure where it came from or how it came out of me. But I was just trying to be there and be present and listen to whatever that thing is that helps us write. And it ended up just kind of being about what I saw in Richard, what I see in myself. You know, sometimes in order to be creative, you allow yourself to be vulnerable, and it can be, you know, just kind of a slippery slope. And you're being vulnerable to that thing that is part of the human experience, is the emptiness and the brokenness that, you know, isn't explainable. And, it, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a fine line to come back from that. And,
right.
You know, I watch Richard's brokenness kind of take him,
yeah.
You know, and yeah, you know, just that we all feel that way.
We do.
You know, and it's just a matter of not allowing ourselves to go too far over the edge. And so, but I feel it's important to recognize that thing that is in all of us and to even talk about it, because we don't talk about it.
As difficult as it is.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that so much. And that's, I think, what I was feeling when I heard this song. So I can't thank you enough for your vulnerability and sharing your personal stories with us, because it's turned out to be a really, really beautiful record.
Thank you so much. Rush on.
rush on. Rush on. Rush on. And now you sleep forever. Rush on. Rush on. Rush on.
That's Nathaniel Ratliff, Rush On, from the new album And It's Still All Right, out now on Stax Records. Nathaniel Ratliff plays Ryman Auditorium March 20th. And thanks to the Concord Music Group here in Nashville for inviting us to hear the new album at Blackbird Studios and to chat with Nathaniel a few months back. He also recorded acoustic versions of a few of the tracks that day, and I'll play those for you now. Here's All or Nothing, Nathaniel Ratliff, recorded live at Blackbird Studios on WMOT Roots Radio.
I come back to you as a strong-willed tower to devour, and I sense you may, but sense you don't. You'll arrive and you'll think you're clever, while it's severed, you just fill the air with words you know. I where I got all this and nothing too. I'd carry you anywhere you want me to go. You think I'd notice, but I never do. Sometimes you're just too tired to make it home. Too much time spent alone, trying to pull yourself under. Is that thunder or the sense that someone calls your name? I want back from you all the hours that I cowered while you corrected everything I'd say. Found me out, so you used to think I'm too much pain and doubt in one little space. I got all this and nothing too. I'd carry you anywhere you want me to go. You think I'd notice, but I never do. Sometimes you're just too tired to make it on. Don't come back, and please don't lie to me. Don't say it's all or nothing, baby. Don't come back, and please don't lie to me. Don't say it's all or nothing, baby. Have you found your bed? Somewhere you want to sleep? As I rub my neck, I thought the stiffness would never leave. You see, the winter time is coming, but it sure hurts my hands. I ran the water for your bath, but you never came in. Well, you and I will get too lonely, start kissing all of our friends. If you and I get too lonely, remember we both still care. Thank you. get too lonely. Start kissing all of our friends. You and I get too lonely. Remember, we both still care. Every empty bed in every city I've been, I sit and contemplate all the moments you said. Time stands in the duo, and I stand for you. What's that you used to say? Find the love that you can wait for. I'll do you feast upon the weak and weary at heart. I can take the pain, but I can't take all the hatred. Laziness in mine and the simplest of thoughts. Are you just too old? Or too young to carry? Time stands in the duo, and I stand for you. And now you're pouring out your hate, and every difference you've found, and you won't even listen to reason at all. Not questioning your faith, far be it from me. But you would speak of love while tying one's hands. Are you just too old, or too young to carry? Time stands in the duo, I stand for you. Are you just too old, or too young to carry? Time stands in the duo, I stand for you. Now lean and use your weight, that's what a shoulder's made for. Carry all the dead and children from here. Curses on the men and the greed that seems to plague them. I can't raise my hand, so I'm raising my voice. Are you just too old or too young to carry? Time stands in the duo, I stand for you. Are you just too old or too young to carry? Time stands in the duo, and I stand for you. Time stands in the duo, I stand for you. Time stands in the duo, and I stand for you.
Nathaniel Rateliff with Time Stands, Kissing Our Friends, and All or Nothing. Those tracks recorded live at Blackbird Studios in Nashville. The produced versions are on the new Stax Records release, and It's Still All Right, which is out now. He's bringing, I think he said, 8 or 9 band members along for this tour, and he'll stop in Nashville to play the Ryman March 20th. I'm Anna Lee. Thanks so much for listening and supporting WMOT Roots Radio.